So you've been hearing about Texas. I know you have. You've been hearing, why is it so cheap and affordable to get involved in real estate investing in the Lone Star State? Well, today I'm going to tell you why Texas is so affordable and how you can become a real estate investor in one of the best, most landlord-friendly states in the country. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, the founder of Morris Invest. Here's my website. Yeah, in fact, I wrote a whole article about Texas, so you can go over and check out our website at morrisinvest.com for more information. You know, during my 15 years in rental real estate, in the rental real estate business, I've gotten this question a lot. You know, how can I find affordable homes that can provide a high return on investment? Where do I go? I've been hearing a lot about Texas. Well, we've been investing in Texas for a number of years. In fact, these are some of our new construction properties that we've been building over the past 5 years on our team. And there's a reason for it. And we'll get into that. Why Texas is so fantastic. But first, if you are new here and you're looking to invest in real estate and become a smarter real estate investor, that's what this channel is all about. We are devoted to helping you become a more intelligent real estate investor. So go ahead and subscribe, smash that like button, and dive into all of our content that we have here on our channel. All right, let's talk about Texas. Are investment properties in Texas cheaper? The answer is yes, for two reasons. Number one, the cost of living is lower in the great state of Texas. And number two, the vast amount of buildable land in Texas is second to none. And when you combine those two reasons, that's why rental real estate in the state of Texas is so affordable. Number one, the abundance of land in Texas is abundant. Have you ever driven through Texas? I feel like sometimes you're driving through Texas, you feel like, oh my gosh, have I just driven through five different states? No, I'm still driving through Texas. I've been driving all day and all night and all yesterday and tomorrow I'll be driving through Texas. It's huge. And it's because of that amount of buildable land that drives down the cost. So you are able to, in some of these expanding city markets, find great land, very easy to build on, flat, not a lot of obstacles. And this equates to low prices and frankly, lower competition. So if we wanted to build like our properties here in the Lubbock, Texas area or Amarillo or other areas, there's plenty of place for us to build. As new schools are being built, as businesses are coming here, which we'll get to, there's plenty of land. Now, equate that to California for a minute. Think about the types of buildable land in California. Everyone is on top of each other. There's no backyard space. Because there's very little buildable land in California, it's all been bought up. As people still continue to move more and more towards the desert and the interior region, away from the coasts. And they're even doing the same thing in Idaho. The people that have left California and moving into Idaho, they're building similar homes in Idaho like they build in California, like right on top of each other. In between the houses is like this much space. It's crazy. You don't get that in Texas. Number two, the reason that Texas is cheaper, it's just a lower cost of living. When you compare the wages in Texas with California as our example again, your wages are nearly double in California what they are in Texas. The cost of labor is cheaper. The cost of goods is cheaper. The cost of services is cheaper. When people leave California, they're blown away at how cheap things are outside of that bubble. Well, welcome to Texas, where you have no state income tax and you have a lower cost of living. All of that contributes to the ability to build cheaper properties. You know, we're not spending as much on labor and contracting costs. There's a lot of things that we're saving money on simply because we're not in California, we're not in other states, we are in the great state of Texas. So how can you benefit in your investments when Texas is a cheaper market? Well, number one, this allows for you to grow a more affordable rental property portfolio over the years. You're not paying as much. Bottom line, we know, and every smart real estate investor knows, that the profit on real estate is made at the purchase, remember? Not on some future hopeful version of your property, no. When you're able to acquire that property in Texas at an affordable price, for instance, this new construction duplex from our team, you can see both garages there, that cash flow is about $3,000 a month. Take this same size property and stick it in California, and the ROI will be totally out of whack. This property, which is in the $300,000 range, would be worth millions in California, would cost well over $1 million to own this property in California. And therefore, the return on that investment doesn't make any sense. Texas offers an abundance of ways to buy more than one rental property as well. Because the costs are lower, therefore your down payment is lower. You're able to use all sorts of different financing options that we have available at our company, so you can make your money last longer. For instance, you may be able to buy three of these for the price of trying to buy one of these in another state. Let's say you want to do this all yourself. You want to hire contractors, find an ugly duckling property that you want to renovate, doing the Burr method, right? Buy, renovate, rent, refinance, repeat, right? It's exciting. And Texas is a great state to do that if you're going to be overseeing the construction yourself from ground up. And you're able to find more affordable properties in these areas than you would be able to find in more expensive markets. If you want more information about the Burr method, B-R-R-R method, go to our website at morrisinvest.com. We've got tons of blog posts that can walk you through that process on our website. Now, everyone wants to keep their home and their family safe, whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency. SimpliSafe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection, and listeners of my show are going to get a free home security camera. That's right, and a 60-day risk-free trial. I'll tell you more about it in just a second. But SimpliSafe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors and say, hey, here you go, you're on your own. No, you get the best professional monitors in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send the police, fire, EMTs when you need them the most, straight to your front door. We were traveling overseas about a year ago, and what happened was we got an alert in the middle of the night because our sliding glass door wasn't fully closed. We had someone who was like a pest control person who'd come to the house, and we were away. Guess what? And it slid open, and the police officer showed up, and we got an alert right on the SimpliSafe app. We got a phone call while we were overseas, taken care of. And you can set this up by yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy. Then SimpliSafe's professionals take over. They monitor your home 24/7, ready to send help the moment there's an alarm. Plus, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees, no installation costs. And you will get a free home security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system by going to simplisafe.com/investing. You're also going to get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplisafe.com/investing for your free security camera today. That's simplisafe.com/investing. Number two is that it enables you to invest in a landlord-friendly state. This is one of the most important reasons that investing in Texas is so powerful, is because it is the number one landlord-friendly state in the country. What does that mean? Well, a number of things. Number one, it's cheaper. The fees associated with becoming a landlord are cheaper. Property management is cheaper. It's easier to go through an eviction process if you have like a deadbeat tenant who's refusing to pay and you can't work with that tenant. And I'm not saying to be a deadbeat landlord where you want to throw people out, but if there's a tenant, sometimes you'll experience these so-called professional tenants try to take advantage of state laws. They move in, they know they have no intention of actually paying their rent. And they know that New Jersey, for instance, it's going to take you 8-9 months. You're going to have to hire a lawyer to evict a tenant. People play these games. There are bad apples out there. Texas does not put up with that. The eviction process can happen very quickly for a tenant who is taking advantage of the system. And as a landlord, look, this is your investment, your house. You bought it. You built it. You're allowing someone to live in that property. You should be able to move a non-paying tenant out of that property quickly. You can't do that in California. You can't do that in New Jersey. Those are non-landlord-friendly states, and Texas is at the top of that list. Let's be honest, tenant turnover costs are one of your biggest costs as a landlord. So trying to limit that time that it takes to have a tenant not pay or getting a new tenant into a property, that adds to your bottom line or detracts from your bottom line. For instance, in the state of California, in the city of Oakland, they recently passed a law that makes it illegal for you as a landlord to do a criminal background check on a prospective tenant moving into your property. Can you imagine? So I, as a landlord, have the liability, right? So if a tenant who is unseemly moves into my property and does something to somebody, something horrible, something unimaginable, that's on me as a landlord, as the owner of that property. That would fall to me. And now I can't check and see if that person has been in prison before, has done really awful things before. That's California for you. Nope, you can't find that out. Another way that you can benefit from Texas is its booming economy. Yeah, this is the third way, because Texas's economy is just absolutely exploding. More Fortune 500 companies moving to Texas than ever before. People are leaving in droves from more expensive property tax states and draconian states like California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and moving to Texas. Apple building a new campus in Austin, Texas. Tesla moving their factory to build the new Cybertrucks. On and on the list go. Why? Because it's tax friendly. It's business friendly. And with jobs come people, come great tenants, more money, higher tax base. This is what leads to growth, economic growth. And so you would get to take advantage of all of the explosions in Texas. I know a lot of people think of Texas just from oil and gas, but guess what? Healthcare is exploding. Transportation, auto manufacturing, technology companies. It's not just oil anymore, baby. Texas has a lot to offer. Let's talk taxes in Texas. Taxes in Texas. That's another great thing about Texas is no income tax. Think about how many businesses would want to move their companies there so that their employees could take advantage of not having to pay any state income tax. That's right. Florida has been reaping this benefit for years because of their tourism industry. Texas is experiencing a boom because of its tax structure. So what cities are great to invest in Texas? Well, like I said, I'm a big fan of Lubbock, Texas. That's where we're building our new construction properties right now for our clients at Morris Invest. We're also in different parts of West Texas. What I look for in these cities are areas that are expanding. They're growing with low vacancies. And so our field team has been doing research for years in these different markets in West Texas and Southwest Texas, and even pushing into other states like New Mexico. So these areas that are not in overpriced areas like Austin or Dallas, you have to go further out. Some of these smaller cities that are outside of the big cities that are still experiencing that great growth in between. I like to think of it this way. You've got a big city, and there's a smaller city in between. Well, guess what? Eventually, they're going to kind of come together. If you can invest here, like the parentheses, right, then you're in between those two areas, and that's the sweet spot. So that's what we look for when we're building our properties. Affordability, high return on investment, and great cash flow. If you want to get a behind-the-scenes tour of one of our new construction duplexes, we've got a whole video where we walk you through the interior. You can see everything before a tenant moves into the property. Click the little card right here for that walkthrough or in the description below. And we'll see you next time, everyone.